to help you surrender a little more, to help you get it a little more, your true proportion and the true vastness you're facing. Yes, you had your hand up.
Well, from the things that you said, they kind of remind me of that cliche that things are so close in front of your face that you can't even see it.
That's exactly our situation.
And from what I got from what you said is that really, I guess the conceptual problem is maybe one of separateness.
Well, that's the way certain circles talk about it. It's not my way of talking about
it,
but it's certainly valid. I don't really care how we talk about it, any way that works.
That's what I got from what you were saying, because you mentioned at some point about being separate, and that this is kind of like the problem with relation, with relationship, and why the concept of relationship is kind of difficult to swallow,
mm-hmm.
because maybe truth or God or whatever you want to call it, that's so profound is really what it is. It's really not separate or really not distinguishable in the kind of ways that we can make a something distinguishable.
Obviously so. It has to be that way.
Well, that's just kind of what I got from what you were saying. You know, and I just kind of was wondering. I kind of felt what she was saying in a way, in that, you know, it's the flea can comprehend the elephant. Well, the elephant can't. To that same degree, the elephant can't also comprehend the flea. But if the elephant could comprehend the flea, then the flea would also likewise comprehend the elephant. If, you know, just from that whole notion of...
Well, don't get lost in the metaphor. The elephant doesn't need to comprehend
yeah,
the flea.
They are all connected. I mean,
that's
everything
what,
is connected.
Yeah.
And the elephant and the flea, whether we want it or not, and yes, I see the proportions, but they're still connected. You said that earlier when you started this class, that, and we all know that we are all connected, whether we like it or not.
It's much deeper than connected. Connected is... implies separation. It isn't even connected. It's there's
same.
Only one thing.
One thing.
And that's it. There's only one thing going on here.
But then somehow that little flea, little useless flea, is somehow connected to this, to those trillions of elephants. Gazillion of elephants.
Well,
even if it's just a little
yeah.
radical, but they are.
No, what I'm saying is it's much more intimate than the word connected suggests. That there's no, literally no place to get connected because there's no distance between the trillion elephants and the flea.
But how do you even say that metaphor? If,
yeah.
How could you...
I didn't say it's the perfect metaphor.
No, but it doesn't even apply because they're not separate. They have no relationship. They just are.
But maybe they're separate and...
Well, you know, it's
connected.
We're talking about us and God.
Yes.
We're talking about us and God. So go ahead, say it in terms of us and God.
Well, I mean, maybe it's both at the same time. I mean, I think that the problem, and from what I can tell, is really that we're trying to like talk about it all logically.
Mm-hmm. Which
you know?
Is which is the flea trying. This is where the metaphor came in, which is the flea trying to understand and take on. I'm going to figure all this out. And
yeah.
And what I took from the metaphor was, it's useful in the proportion and. What was really powerful for me, was then seeing, well, once you see the proportion, there comes a time when you stop trying to wrestle with the greatness of everything, like we're going to figure it all out.
I mean,
we're going to have all, you
yeah.
know, at some point you kind of see the size of all of it and you go, you just, That's the metaphor that I, that's what I took from the metaphor.
But it still implies a relationship, and that was Robbie's whole point. She felt like there was a separation or a relationship between her and God, so between each of us and God. But the point is, there is no relationship.